me say, I appreciate everybody come out.
Yes, sir.
Churches started calling off yesterday. You know, and I'm glad there's a few folks that wants to go. I realize we got to use common sense and all like that, but I appreciate everybody that came out this morning.
Right. Yes, sir.
And certainly I believe the Lord's pleased.
Yep.
So you pray, Lord, to help us. You know, I've been preaching a long time, and I've no doubt preached on this over the years, different times. You might say, preacher, you preach the same message twice. And I said, if it ain't worth preaching twice, you should have preached the first time.
Right. Amen.
Should have left it alone. Amen. But I saw something in this week that I've never seen before. And I'm just going to give you what the Lord gave me. And I couldn't get nothing else on my mind. And I just have to preach what the Lord gives me. And so you pray, Lord, help us for a little while. One of the most familiar chapters in the Bible is about the parables. You know, you got a son and sheep and silver. And this year about the son. In St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, we'll start reading with verse 11, read a few verses, then we'll go down. Said, and he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, give me the good portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. He began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to the citizens of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. Then we'll read verse 28. And talking about the elder son, said that he was angry. And he was angry. You may be seated. What, I got to thinking about this, and I got to reading it. Now, I know this is a parable. We all know that.
Right.
But now, the Lord didn't put this in here just to take up space.
Right.
It's for a reason. And I asked myself the question, what made that boy want to leave home?
Right. Sure.
You ever think about that? And notice he was the younger one.
Right. Yep.
You probably would have thought it could have been the older one, but it was the younger one. I'm just going to give you what the Lord gave me.
Yeah,
if you get mad at me, why?
Yes,
I'll go home with you and eat dinner someday with you. But I wondered about this. And something caused him. Now, we're going to preach this today as though it really happened. It's a parable.
Right.
But there ain't no doubt in my mind that things could be happening like this.
Oh, yes.
Something caused this boy want to leave home. It wasn't because that he didn't have nothing at home.
Right, preacher.
Now, he had it made.
Right.
He had it made at home. He said there, so how many hard servants of my father have bread and to spare? So that tells me that when he was home, he wasn't lacking food.
Right.
It tells me he wasn't lacking the material things.
Right.
He had that. But there was something that made him want to leave Father's house.
Go ahead.
Now, say I've been in this thing a few years, and I've seen a few things. And I just want to preach what God gave me.
Yes, sir.
And folks, I wonder about this when he said his brother was angry.
Yep.
Now, I kindly believe that it might be in him his brother didn't get along.
Maybe.
Come on, now stay with me.
Right.
That's the reason why I've said we got to be very careful at church.
Right.
There's every place that we better be kind one to another down at the church house.
Yes, sir.
Better be careful about that.
Yes, sir.
I was at the store here down there at Potter's the other day, and I try to witness to people, and I never seen this fella before that waited on me. And I asked him, I said, we got talking about the scripture. And I said, where do you go to church at? He said, I haven't been a going, but said I went to this certain church. Now, I ain't going to call the place. It wasn't a Baptist. But he said he went there and he said, I got offended last week. In other words, he got hurt.
Right.
He didn't get hurt downtown.
Right.
He didn't get hurt down at Walmart store. He got hurt at the church house. There's ever a kind. Now, this young man, he got hurt somehow or another. I believe there's something caused him want to go out in the world. I mean, he wasn't looking for money. He wasn't looking for things of the world. But he had everything that he wanted. But there was something that caused him want to leave all of that. Let me say this. I've seen folks down through the years, my friend has got hurt in the house of God.
Yep.
Listen, they got their feelings hurt. We ought not carry our feelings. And now let me say this. I'm just preaching what God gave me. Brother, everybody is not tuned exactly alike. And some folks can take more than other folks can. It don't take much, my friend, to offend some folk, and they'll quit church altogether.
Yeah.
I listen, but I'm here to tell you, we better be real careful down to the house of God, brother, about this thing. Now listen, there's something that caused him want to leave the Father's house. And listen, it wasn't the food. It wasn't the material things that he had. But brother, he shook that. He said, I'll get away from this place. His brother, my friend, may have been mean to him. He was the oldest one. It don't say much about the father, but it did say, my friend, the oldest boy, he got mad when his brother came home. He ought to have been shouting, but he got mad about it. But I'm here to tell you, I've seen folks, I've seen preachers, my friend, get out of the will of God, quit preaching. And all that, I was glad when they came back and got things right, got back in the battlefield. Glory to God.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
You say, preacher, I ain't hear no preaching like that.
Go ahead, true.
I've been preaching what God give me.
Yeah.
Oh, they shoved and made him, my friend, go to the world.
Yeah.
Like I say, I won't call nobody's name at all. I know different preachers. I'll preach on the preachers a while. I know different preachers. Brother, I had confidence in him. My friend, things happen. And after a while, my friend, they laid their cross down. My friend, after a while, they laid their Bible down. And my friend, like a prodigal son, they went back into the world. Well, listen, if they's really saved, God dealt with them. Brother, when they came back, hallelujah, brother. My friend, they were glad to get back home. I wasn't mad about it. I was glad to see them come back.
Yes.
Hallelujah to
yes,
God.
Sir.
Whoa. Notice he had a desire.
Hey.
In verse 12.
Amen.
Notice that. He's the younger of them, said to his father, give me the portion of the goods that falleth to me.
Right.
Now, have you ever stopped about think about that? I don't have a whole lot. I'm just paraphrasing. I don't have a whole lot. But my son, when me and my wife is gone, if there's anything left, he can have it.
Right.
I want him, you do too. That's the way it works.
Right.
But my friend, he better not ask me for it now. I'm not through with it yet.
Right.
He went to the father and said, give me the portion that falleth to me.
Yeah.
In other words, he thought he owned it right then. Oh, he was so headstrong and getting away from there. He wanted to take everything that he had.
Yep.
I said, give it to me. I'm a leaving here. Maybe a lot of folks in churches, I've seen them do that. Give it to me. I'll leave here. Amen. Well, let me say this. I'm going to preach to the young people a while. The old church, the old Amazing Grace Baptist Church, ought to be home to you.
Right. Yep. Yep.
It should be home to you.
Right.
There's everything here you need.
Hey. Right.
I mean, we got the best of singing.
Right.
But we got the best of teaching.
Yep.
We surely got the best of the pastor.
Yeah.
My friend, there's no reason to go nowhere else. But if you ain't careful, young folks, I mean, you'll be like this young prodigal son was. Brother, you'll go out somewhere else. My friend, you'll waste what you had. My friend, you'll come back, be like the old one was. She said, I went out full, and I came back empty. Brother, ain't a lot of folk going to do that. Oh, stay around the old church. I found something at the church house you don't find nowhere else. Hey, something here, brother. I mean, that's real. I mean, I cannot wait when Sunday night's over. I cannot wait till Wednesday night. We can get back here and fellowship some more after Wednesday night. Thank God, get back Sunday morning. Thank God, around the old church. Hallelujah. Hey, you ain't going to find no better place than this. I don't know nothing. But I'm just preaching what God gave me.
Right.
Now listen, there's something made him want to leave.
Yeah.
Let me say something, young folks. There may be folks say something to you, might hurt your feelings sometimes.
Yeah.
We're all human.
Yeah.
We're all human. We're all capable of doing it.
Yep.
But let me say this, just remember one thing. This is home. Amen. This is where my friend the family is at. This is where love is at. This is where strength is at. This is where the table is spread. Thank God, this is where you can get the spiritual needs. You can't get it down at the Walmart store. Hallelujah to God. He had a desire to go out there. Let me say this. Young men, I'm an old man. And I've been down the road. I've been across the hills. I've been through the valleys. Been around the curves. My friend, I think I've seen about everything. I'm here to tell you they ain't nothing. My friend, beat the old church. I don't care what the world's going to throw at you and say, just look here what I've got to offer to you. Read about this young man. It wasn't near as pretty as he thought it was when he got out there. My friend, he took everything that he had and left home with it. My friend, he lost it out there in the world. I'm not saying you lose your salvation, but you lose your influence. You'll lose your testimony. You'll lose your zeal. You'll lose your burden. You'll lose those things, my friend, that's needful in this life.
That's right.
He said, I'll go out there. Father said, just give it to me.
Yeah.
Wonder why the Father. Now, he don't say nothing about the Father telling him, now, son, you don't want to do that.
Right.
I believe, and I'll use Brother Kevin, he ain't going to get mad at me. He's got three wonderful young men. And I really believe if they come to him, and when they get about 18, say, Dad, I'm going to do this or that, something. I believe he would warn them.
Yeah, sure.
I did, my son.
Yes, sir.
Warn them. Watch out there.
Right.
Oh, but he don't say nothing about he did it. But that young man, his oldest brother, no doubt didn't like him.
Right.
You ever think about that?
Yeah.
I ain't never really thought about that till this week. God gave me this message. I don't know why. Now, listen, there may be some of you young men, young women right here this morning. You may be thinking about going somewhere else.
God help us.
I don't know nothing. I'm preaching what God gave me. Take it up with him.
Yep.
Amen. Brother Marcus said the other night, if you don't like it, talk to Kevin about it. Amen. Let me say this. You're going to be surprised at the people who are going to try to draw you away from Amazing Grace Baptist Church. Now, I'm prejudiced.
Me too.
I'm prejudiced.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you travel around with me and Brother Dustin and these other preachers a while.
Sure.
You'll find out what you've got to Amazing Grace.
Sure.
Hallelujah to God.
Yes,
I mean, brother, here you can get fed. I mean, Sunday morning you can leave here, my friend. I mean, spiritually filled up. Hallelujah to God. You don't get that everywhere. You ain't going to get it out of the world. Stay with the old church. My friend, when you get older, you'll say, I'm glad I stayed with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad I stayed with it now through the years. It ain't always been a bed of roses. Oh, I'll never forget. I hadn't been saved very long, and I ain't going into all the details. I hadn't been saved very long. Church where I went to, they had gotten the office mess that ever was. Mm. Oh, but you know something, Brother Kevin? I never did lose my desire to go to the house of God.
Amen.
I never lost my desire to be there. Brother, there's times I knew I was going to go. Didn't have to hear much when I got there. But, brother, I'm glad the Lord, thank God he saw me through it all. Hallelujah to God. I'm here to tell you, God, he'll stay right with you. Thank God. You may go through some valleys. You may climb some mountains. But just remember one thing. The old writer said, he said he's a lily of the valleys, the bride. And our morning star. Yeah. Hallelujah to God.
That's right.
Boy, I said, give me what's mine.
Yeah, preacher.
I'll take it.
Sure.
Oh, I've seen it happen. I've seen preachers, and I've told this before. I had a young preacher, church where I pastored in Ohio. Oh, he decided one day he was going to take him a little vacation. After about, I don't think nothing about it for 2 weeks because the southern people live in the north. They're going to go Kentucky and Tennessee after pretty often. Amen. He's gone about 2 weeks. Never come back, and I called him. I said, brother, what's the matter? He said, I decided to take me a little vacation. He had a wife and two or three kids. I baptized one of his kids. Went on, he never come back. Went long after that. Listen, this boy got worse and worse.
Right.
You ain't going to get no better out there in the world. This boy, he got worse and worse. He never come back to church. Next thing I heard about, he and his wife had divorced.
Uh-oh.
And I was up there one time in revival, and I was asking about him. They said the Lord picked him up.
Oh, my.
Whoa, here's a man that preached at one time. He said, preacher, it can't happen to me. He probably said that at one time.
He probably did, yep.
Good.
You're right. You're right, preacher.
I think I'm preaching a warning message,
sir.
Today.
Right.
Young folks, listen. It's not as pretty out there as you may think it is.
Amen.
You say, what is pretty, preacher? Look around you where you're sitting there.
Amen.
If you don't see something pretty, look around you. See all of these folks here. My friend, listen, like an old brother said over here, gray-headed, his head blooming from the grave, been on the road a long time. Thank God that's pretty today.
Yeah,
been on the road, thank God. Hallelujah to God. Yeah. Just remember, he said, I want what's mine.
Yeah.
Wonder why that eldest boy didn't come say that, brother. You shouldn't go out there. The reason why we didn't get along because the Bible said he was angry.
Right. Yep.
Should have been shouting.
Yep. No doubt.
But he got angry. Whoa, but listen. There's something about the old church you ain't going to find nowhere else.
Right.
Good preacher.
Right.
Hey, something about this place. My friend, there ain't no other place on the face of the earth like this place.
Right. You're right.
Oh, we gather here on a cold day like this. Everybody else that cold's down. We probably got 150, 175 here today. I mean, brother, there ain't no place like it. You know the reason why they come? There ain't no place like it. Amen. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He said, I'll go. Just give me the portion that falls to me.
Right.
I wonder why his dad divided to him. Like I say, my son ain't going to get mine now. I'm honest with you. If he gets in trouble, I'll help him. But I ain't going to sell it and give it to him.
Right.
Amen. Listen, this boy said, I'll go. Then he departed. Then notice what the Bible said there in verse 13. I believe it is. And not, he gathered all together and took his journey. He went on a journey. Oh, can't you imagine about how he felt when he left? I'm going to have a big time. My pockets is full of money. And I'm just going to live it up and have myself a big time. That money didn't last long.
Oh, sir.
Let me say, young folks, it won't last long out there.
Right.
I mean, that joy that you think you've got, that joy, that time you think you're having, it won't last long. Let me say something I found out over the years. You've got friends sometimes as long as you've got money.
Right. That's true. Yep.
They'll leave you.
Hallelujah.
I'm having a good time preaching.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, they'll leave you. You know what you'll find here at the old church? You'll find some folks that's praying for you.
Amen.
You'll find folks that loves you.
Yeah.
You'll find folks that'll welcome you back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to
God.
I say glory to God.
Yes,
well, there's something about it. Thank God, listen to me. My friend, about this place, I don't find nowhere else.
Right.
There's something about the old church that I love.
Yes.
When I talk about the old church and I mainly talking about here.
Go ahead.
But when I go to other churches, they're my brothers and sisters too. I enjoyed myself last week down there, Mount Healing. Boy, we heard some wonderful preaching. Heard some wonderful testimonies. I mean, it was worth my trip down there. Hallelujah. He said, then he departed. In other words, he left it. Probably thought, I'm going to have myself a big time now. I've got some money. After he spent all, he don't say how long it took him.
No.
Probably not very long.
I imagine not.
Listen, young folks, it won't take long. I fear for our young people.
Yeah, brother.
Let me say this. They're facing things I didn't face.
Right.
When I was growing up in the 50s, 40s and 50s. I never heard of drugs. Never heard of it. Drinking. That's always been around, seemed like. But the thing of it is, well, you got things to now that I didn't content with.
Sure.
It's out there.
Right.
Let me say this. If you don't stay close to the old church, there'll be things happening to you that you don't want happen.
You better believe it,
preacher.
Yep. That's right.
Sometimes the Lord, he'll show us preachers things that he don't show nobody else.
Sure.
I pastored church in Fairborn, Ohio, back in the 70s. Boy, we had a meeting there for about 2 years. We had people saved Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I was going to the river just about every week. Amen. I mean, yes, the power of God's all over this place. The devil slipped in. After a while, and I preached one Sunday morning, I'll never forget it. I said, these folks right here in this congregation, if you don't straighten up to the gospel, there's going to be some divorces. It wasn't 2 months till two of them got divorced. I didn't know a thing.
What about that?
God told me to warn them.
Right.
God gave me this message this morning.
Brother.
You better take heed to it. They may be somebody getting ready to be like the prodigal son. You're getting ready to go out there and see what's on the other side.
Uh-oh.
It ain't good out there.
Amen.
Preach, brother.
Right.
Good preaching.
You may think it's good. But when you wake up some morning, you don't know where you've been that night. You've been drunk all night.
Go ahead, preacher.
And you drove home. You don't know if you run over somebody or not. I'm just preaching.
Yep.
Amen. Yep. You say, preacher, can that happen to me? It's happened to others.
Right.
I'll never forget when I pastored down at Shirley, we got those folks from down there at Wartburg, that prison down there, come over and do some work on the building. They wasn't a one of them planned on going to the jail.
Right. That's right.
Not a one of them. They didn't live their life and said, I'm going to go to penitentiary when I get grown.
Right.
Amen. No, but you know what happened? They just got out in the world.
Yeah. God help them.
One guy told me, I never did ask him what they were there for. It wasn't none of my business. But one guy told me. He'd been in church. He said, my employer did me wrong.
Uh-oh.
And he's going to get back at him. So I worked where they've made batteries or something, or had a lot of batteries. He said, I took a truckload of batteries, stole a truckload of batteries, took them down south and sold them. And he went to prison over it. Trying to get even with somebody. He was a young man. Yeah, preacher, it can't happen. Oh, don't you say it can't happen.
Uh-oh, yep, that's right. You're right.
5 years from now, some of these young men sitting back here, boy, they're fine-looking young men. You got a great future ahead of you, but you better be careful.
Yes. Yes.
You better be careful. You ain't there yet.
Right.
Amen. Good preaching.
This old boy said, give me the portion that falls to me.
Yes, sir, preacher.
Oh, he thought he owned it. Oh, and the Father just gave it to him.
Yep.
Well, listen, he got down and he departed. He left all. He left it all. Oh, it become time coming. You say, I'll leave old Amazing Grace and I'll go up here to this church where they're speaking in tongues and all having a big time up there. You better be careful.
Yes.
You better look out.
Right, preacher.
Hey, listen. We've got the real thing here.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yep. Yeah.
I know this ain't no shouting message. It's a warning message. It's a warning message. Then he got in despair.
Yes.
He desired, then he departed. Now he's in despair. Had nothing.
That's it. Ran out.
Got nothing now. Don't even have food to eat today. The Bible said he would have faith. And filled his belly with a husk that the swine did eat.
Yes.
And notice what this said. And no man gave unto him.
That's right. Yep.
No man gave it to him. There he was starving. Didn't have a sandwich to eat. And the world didn't even offer him nothing.
Right.
You know something about the old church? We should never lose our love for folks.
Yes.
Help them if we can.
Yeah.
Boy, I feel good.
Go ahead, preacher.
I mean, listen. just help them.
Yeah.
I mean, the world couldn't help him.
Right.
But boy, he looked back. He said, how many hard servants in my father? Oh, they've got bread to spare. They've got more than they can eat.
Yeah.
And he said, here I'm perishing with hunger.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad the story didn't end there.
Right.
But he said, I'll arise. Let me say this, young folks, you'll have to get up.
Yes.
That tells me he was down,
yes.
Down in the hog pen. Yes. But he said, I'll get up, I'll arrive, I'll go to my father's house. Thank God it's here at the old church. I'll go back. I'll go back to the father's house. I've seen preachers do this. I had a pastor, and I wouldn't call his name. He's probably dead now. If he ain't, he'd have to be 100 years old. But boy, you talk about a preaching machine. He was a preaching machine. He could feed your soul. He got in trouble. They tell me he could quote chapters, not verses. He quotes you chapters. They tell me he could quote the first 11 chapters in the Revelation word by word, never miss a word. He delighted in memorizing the Bible. And last time I heard him, when he got things fixed up with the Lord. Now, I don't hold against folks. I'll help every preacher that tries.
Yeah, brother.
It could be me.
Yeah.
It could be you.
Right.
Don't ever think. Don't flip right. Our suspenders, preacher, and say it won't happen to me.
Right.
He said one time it won't happen to him either, but it did.
Yes.
I got him come preach homecoming when I was pastor. He couldn't hardly quote John 3:16. God took that gift away from him. But I reckon, of course, I know he's probably dead, but he was still preaching. Mm. But he was out a few years. I'm glad God's forgiven that you.
Oh, yes.
Some folks probably hold against him the rest of his life. I try to help him. There's a preacher not too far from here. I wouldn't call his name for nothing in the world. Oh, I never thought that man would have done that. But he's preaching machine, got things right. Oh, what you ask, if you ask him today, he said it ain't worth it.
Right.
That could happen to me.
Yes.
It could happen to Kevin.
That's right, brother. No confidence in the flesh.
No, sir.
Right.
Don't ever think you can't do
right.
This,
right.
You won't right. Do that. You don't know what you'll do.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
That's right, preacher.
He said, I'm going to rise. I know what I can do now. Hey, the world, he wasn't near as pretty out here as I thought it was.
Right.
When I had money to spend, buy a few beers with and some pills with and what have you, and that run out, nobody gave it to him.
Uh-oh.
Now, God sent this message for a reason.
Yeah, I guarantee it. No doubt.
You may be getting about ready to do what this man did.
God help us.
But you remember one thing, this old bald-headed, ugly Baptist preacher has warned you.
Amen.
Right.
Brother Kevin has warned you. Others has warned you. Don't go the way of the world. Don't do it.
Right.
It looks good.
Good counsel, preacher.
It looks good. Let me say this. It won't end good.
Right.
It won't end good. Oh, he said, I'll arise. And I'll go to the Father's house.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad he's always forgiven us at Father's
yeah.
house? Hallelujah, God. The world may not forgive you. Other folks may not forgive you, but the Father will.
Right.
They said to Jesus one time, said, if my brother trespass against me 7 times a day, he said, do I forgive him 7 times? Jesus said, no.
Right.
7 times 70.
Right. Yeah.
What is that, 490?
Yeah, man.
Keep on.
That's a lot of times.
Yeah.
He saw him a-coming. Yeah. I believe the Father knew after a while. Now, let me say something, young folks. You may look at this old ugly preacher and say he don't know much. And I wished I knew half what Kevin knows. But I'm here to tell you, I know I've been down the road.
Oh, preacher.
And don't go the way of the world.
Right.
Good preaching, brother.
Yes.
He said, I'll go. And the Father saw him. I believe he knew he was coming.
Oh, thank God.
He done already had that calf put up.
Yep,
he said, go kill the fatty calf.
Amen, that's right.
Yeah,
I said this, if you're really saved, you ain't going to stay out there all the time.
Right.
You'll be back after a while.
Amen.
And you may have say like Nehemiah, I left out full, but the Lord brought me home again.
The Lord brought
you'll come back.
Yep.
Thank God. And the old church will look good to you again.
Yes.
Amen.
Father saw him a great ways off. And he ran. Fell upon his neck and he kissed him.
Yes, sir.
Said, son, I still love you. I've got a good boy. He didn't get saved until he was almost 49 years old. Now, you talking about beginning to worry. Here I was, preached all over the country, seen a lot of people saved.
Right.
Here my boy was, still lost. Brother, I thought, Have I spent all my time trying to win others and lose my own? But one day, got a call. About 13 and a half years ago, he got called. His mother answered his phone and said he got saved.
Amen.
Amen. Every time I talk to him, he talked about the Lord. Still
God.
Yet? Yeah. Hallelujah. Just keep on praying, parents. Keep right on,
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Go back to the world sometime. But listen, welcome them back home.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Kissed him. Said, bring the, heal that fatty calf. We're going to have a party.
Right.
We're going to rejoice about this thing.
Right.
Put a ring on his hand.
Right.
See, a ring ain't got no end to it. That's endless love.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Oh, he did all that. The reason why I say him and his brother probably didn't get along because his brother got mad.
Right.
I never did get mad seeing somebody come back.
Me either.
I said this to preachers, we need you.
Yeah, brother.
We need you. We need every soldier that there is in the army for God.
That's right.
We need you.
Yep.
I can help you, I'll help you. I love you this morning. I'll give you what God gave me.
Amen.
I guess I'll preach a long time.
Good preaching. No, sir.
But now,
good
I talked to Brother Kevin this week, and I'm not the pastor here. He is. I wasn't getting his way for nothing in the world. But he told me, he said, you just mind the Lord, preacher.
Right.
Yes. Amen. That's what I've done this morning.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's for, let me say this. It's for a purpose.
Yes.
I don't know who's about to do what.
Good preacher.
When or where.
Yep. God help us.
But I'm afraid something's about to happen.
Go ahead.
And you better check, see, is it I? Is it me?
Good question.
See, you don't know what's outside these doors.
Yeah.
You don't know what's out in town. You don't know what's going to lure you away. I give you what God give me. There may be somebody here this morning need to pray. Young folks, listen. I'm soon going to be gone. Me and my wife, we're probably about the oldest people that comes here. And I appreciate that. Amen. But listen. We're going to soon be gone. Young folks, you're going to take our place someday. Stay with it. Stay with the stuff. Amen. I've given you what God gave me this morning. Let us stand, if you would.